Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now. Welcome to Manifesting Miracles. I'm your host, Michelle J. Lamont. And today, I'm going to be your coach on the dark side of manifestation. I'm here to help you realize some things that maybe you don't realize at all. Maybe you do. This isn't an episode for the weak at heart. This isn't an episode to make you feel good. This is an episode about the stinky, ugly truth of the lie of your life. Now, if you're just new listening to the show, it's generally not going to be this dark energy that we're going to be processing today. But I welcome you if it's your first time or you've been listening from the start, and you're definitely going to have to listen to this episode a few times. And I'm going to warn you right now, there might be a couple of F-bombs in here because this stuff is deep. It stinks. It's not comfortable. But on the other side is where the abundance starts. We often hear that you have to think positive and be happy and only focus on what's going right. And mentally, you know what? That's good advice. But I want you to know that this is a small part of manifestation. The ugly truth is there's a lot of dark energy that we must process to move into our abundant selves. It is thick. It is heavy. It's looming fear. It's the work of the shadow that really does the heavy lifting in order for our souls to align with our greatest potential. It's the energy that pushes us into our purpose, into our path, into our abundance. And this process is seriously fucking hell. We all have fear. We're scared someone will truly see us, that our wounds are deep and disgusting, and they can't be healed with the band-aid excuses that we're currently relying on. They can't. In fact, you're probably in need of major surgery. And some of us, we try to do this shadow work, but we get so tired of healing that we never continue and push on into the hardest parts of the energy of the karmic core. You see, it's not about thinking positive or negative thoughts. And the mindset cannot attract your miracles if fear is your most honest feeling. It can't. It won't. It keeps you comfortable. In order to move the mountains that are in the way of your desires, we have to confront the piles of lies, of fear, of pain, of the shadows of our lives. The wounds caused by someone we wanted to be loved by, of someone who abandoned us, of possibly thinking that we would face life alone, of all the lack that we're trying to hide, the false truth. The stories play out over and over in our realities. The people and circumstances are always a reflection of the shadow of our own loathing and pain. You know, we abandon ourselves to lie to ourselves and to others. The stories play out over and over until we're finally facing this energy head on and resolving the trauma of that energy, because it calls us out. It says you are a liar and you are an asshole. Accept it. Accept the facts that you need this energy. You needed that trauma. You needed that suffering. You needed that abandonment. You needed that loathing. You needed that addiction in order for you to get through it. You don't need to put a Band-Aid on a gushing wound. You need surgery. And that's the dark side of manifestation that people don't talk about. We have to review these patterns. We have to look around at the people around us. Everything is a reflection of our own lives. Everything is a reflection of our own lives. Because if you listen to one of my episodes and I say, here is how you attract money, and you put all these stickers all over your mirrors and in your car, and you journal and you write all these mantras and you say, I'm a money magnet and I'm this and I'm that. In fact, there's a little popular song going around like, ching, 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 I'm a money something. All of these different things, they are bullshit, unless you have done the heavy lifting of deciphering and understanding and dealing and confronting the dark passengers in your life. I mean, let me ask you this. If I were to tell you to write out, I am worthy of getting paid for my gifts and my talents, does that resonate as a truth? Or do you feel all this resistance when you say it? And you're only saying it because you believe if you say it enough, it'll happen. Is that the truth? Face it, you're a fucking liar. And so am I. You think that the shadow work is just done because I've manifested amazing things into my life? Hell no. That shadow work continues to push me and evolve me, make me break down in tears in the middle of the road sometimes because something new has come up and I realized I have not dealt with this. If you were to say, I am worthy of the most perfect partner that supports me in every single aspect, that loves me exactly how I am, and I were to put a lie detector on you right now, would you pass? No. You know you wouldn't. Don't lie anymore. You can't get to your abundance, to your path, to that other side of this energy unless you deal with this stuff right now. And it's not easy, and it's hairy, and it's disgusting, and it smells bad, and it's rotten. But vibrationally, you already know that. When you say that statement, I am worthy of getting paid everything that I'm worthy of by using my gifts and talents, where does the lie resonate? In your gut, in your shoulders, in your chest, in your throat? Do you have a hard time even writing it out? Because you're like, I'm just writing this incessantly and nothing's happening. Well, guess what? There is a false reality in which you have not processed this energy. You have not told yourself the truth. You haven't dealt with everything that has caused these issues, these wounds. I mean, you and I are no different. And in order for you to get on the path to manifesting your miracle, you're going to have to dig in deep. You're going to have to energetically Confront these fears. Confront everything that you've been hiding. Everything that you believe energetically, you truly believe, is only going to be a reflection of the people and the situations and the circumstances that are constantly revolving and in your life. If you have a sister or a friend or whatever, somebody in your life, and they have these problems and you're thinking, oh, she has this problem and she has this problem. You have all this great advice. But at the end of the day, you're so glad that it's her and not you, or it's him and not you, because you're so scared that someone's going to find out that you're a fucking scammer, that you're a liar. But when you dig deep and you go into that shadow work and you confront these fears, they no longer tie you down. They're not the albatross of your life. They're not dragging you to the bottom of the ocean. Instead, you can cut that cord and shoot the straight up. And as you get to the surface of the water, you start to see the sunshine, because that darkness is further and further at the bottom of your feet, and not in your stomach, and not in your chest, and not in your shoulders, and not in your head, and not energetically connected to you any longer. You can truly align with saying, I am worthy of this excellent life. I have decided that I'm going to confront these fears head on, that I'm going to be honest about my shit, and I am going to move through this mountain and climb into the energy of abundance. So you can truly say, you can honestly say, I am worthy of being loved exactly how I am. I am worthy of attracting financial abundance for my natural gifts and talents. I am a radiant ball of energy, of love, of angels, of stuff of source. Having these dark sides, these thoughts, these situations, whether you were physically attacked, emotionally abandoned, financially ruined, whatever it was, maybe you were the person, maybe you sexually assaulted somebody, maybe you were sexually assaulted. Maybe you financially deceived somebody. Maybe you were deceived. All of those shadows are taking you through the painful process of being honest and confronting those realities in order for you to be a true believer in what it is that you want to manifest. In order to move the mountains of our lives, it isn't a positive or negative mindset. It's processing the energy, working with it, working through it, and understanding that it has a purpose in our lives. It's thick, it's heavy, it's scary, it's frustrating. And I totally get it. People call it feminine and masculine. I've been taught it this way. The feminine is like clearing lack, clearing fear. And then we have this responsibility for others. And the masculine is doing, pushing, just getting through it. But the bigger and the higher purpose is that you recognize this energy. You recognize that you truly, truly, truly are worthy of releasing these blocks and opening up a portal in which you can vibrate on the energy of manifesting things instantly into your life. But until you admit, until you confront, until you face it, you're never going to be in the vibration of that abundance. You can't pretend that the spiritual lie detector is going to see anything different, because it's not. And the most important thing is that you have to start looking at your life honestly. Honestly, stop lying. It's okay to just be honest. It sucks. It doesn't feel good, but keep going. Keep pushing. Shadow work is tough stuff. But in order for us, that means you and I, to get you on the other side of this, you have to confront it. You have to understand that it is holding you back. It is limiting your ability to energetically align with everything you need. See, you were born with everything you need to manifest the highest and the best life possible. But if you pretend that the things that impacted your life are just in your past and you never truly understood them or healed them, then you're doomed to repeat the patterns over and over and attract the same kind of partner, the same kind of financial situations, the same kind of lack, the same kind of limiting fears that keep us frozen in time. And I understand that this isn't pretty, and this isn't probably what you want to hear right now, but this is the episode that does the most work. This is the episode, this is the podcast, this is the pain, this is the sweat, this is the stink, this is the funk that's going to process you and elevate you on a plane of powerful and meaningful and limitless life. I don't want you to think that this is all doom and gloom, but I also don't want you to just hang your hat on writing in your journal and doing all of these practices and modalities and not actually confronting why you can't lose weight, why you can't attract the right partner, why you always have financial issues, why you keep limiting your ideas and your goals in life into a quote unquote manageable reality. Don't be real. I want you to know that your imagination is going to attract that miracle into your life. But if you don't do this work, it won't. Now, one of the ways that I was really able to get through some of this stuff, like my abandonment issues and my fear, it's why I married the person I married, because I thought this is the only thing I'll ever get. I'm only worthy of this. And subconsciously or consciously, I was not ready to be in a situation that could make such a life-altering decision because I was still a broken and abandoned and scared little girl. I was still that girl in the car driving to the orphanage, scared and lonely and sad and clinging to anybody who might give me attention. And then after I started down the path of manifestation and really confronting all of these things and doing shadow work, and I thought, here I am, I divorced him, started a new career, I'm living this incredible life, I'm manifesting money, I'm manifesting this. And then I read this book called The Tiny Buddha. And it wasn't a big book, but it started helping me to realize that I had not healed broken Michelle. And so the gist of this book makes you kind of confront fear. So let's just talk about a fear that isn't personal. Maybe it is. I want you to go back to that time when you were a little kid and you were scared to sleep alone because maybe you thought that there was a monster under the bed. Maybe he was in the closet. Maybe it was that your house was going to burn down. For me, it was a fear that my parents were going to die, which eventually, in a very short amount of time, I became abandoned. And if you go back to that time where the imaginary fear happened, the monster under the bed, the villain in the closet, the pyrotechnical disaster that caused your house to burn down, and you look internally at that little version of you, little Michelle, little you, and you send her a vibration of love, and you tell her, you tell that part of you that first realized what fear was, not to be scared, that there's a light. And once you turn the light on, all the shadows disappear. And in this book, it talks about sending energetically vibrating and giving compassion to that situation that you survived. Because every situation that caused a discomfort, a distress, a catastrophe emotionally in our lives was intended to be healed. And when you don't heal it and you don't resolve it and you're not honest, then you're just stuck living with this and you keep putting band-aids on open wounds and eventually that won't work. And in this philosophy of healing, it takes you down the path of saying, well, right now where you're standing at, it sounds ludicrous to be scared of a monster under the bed. It sounds ludicrous to be scared of a monster in the closet. So you sit there and you look at that version of yourself and you say, Michelle, it's okay. It's okay, baby. All you have to do is be brave enough to get out of your bed, go to the wall, and turn the light on. And then you're going to see that the monsters are all gone. The philosophy of healing is not just saying, I forgive you and we're done. It's sending energetically the vibration to that version of yourself and to energetically send it light, send it healing, tell it it's okay, and that you are so proud that they survived it in order for you to be here right now. Because if that version of you didn't survive, you wouldn't be here right now. Now, on the polar opposite, the 5 years from now version of you, they're looking at you in this timeline saying, stop being so damn scared. The world is not going to fall apart if you move into what scares you most. What are you most fearful of saying out loud? What are you most fearful of confronting about yourself? Oh, I could never get that job, really. I could never move to that place. It's too expensive. I could never really attract the dream partner that I want, so I'm just going to stay satisfied with one that I can get or that one that will use me. the way I like to be used. Maybe I'll just surround myself with people that will constantly lie to me and that I can lie to them. And we're going to live in this little bubble of fucking bullshit. Well, you can't manifest greatness when you're living in that energy. So if you were to meet yourself right now, 5 years from now, what would that version of you say to you right now? Would they say, jump? I bet they would. Would they say, you are not limitless? You are not limited. Bet they would. They wouldn't tell you to stay small. They would send you love. They would say, be courageous. Be fearless. Send love. And to the broken pieces of our past, confront them, deal with them, understand them, see them for what they are, dark shadows under the bed, and then you flip the light on, and it's a whole different story. And yes, you have to forgive that version of yourself because they didn't know any better. They were only doing everything they could to survive. They were only doing everything they could to get to the next day. Well, now the sun has risen, and there's no more shadows in the room. And I want you to go in and energetically heal and thank and forgive the monsters that created this vibration of lack, of doubt, of fear. Maybe it was a money block. I remember my money block. We were at a mall in Dallas, Texas, and my mother was writing a check for something. And I walked up and I said, Mommy, I want this. And she said, Michelita, no podemos. We can't. And I said, but Mommy, write a check. And then she looked at me and she said, no. I'm not writing a check for you. It's too expensive. That made me think I'm going to always have enough money to buy myself what I wanted. So I created a life out of fear, out of being a successful entrepreneur. I could always write the check to the abundance that I didn't get in that moment. It's not my mom's fault. It's not little Michelle's fault, but it was a time that has to be healed. And when I did heal it, I realized that all I ever needed to do was be me. And every situation, whether it's abandonment or fear or pain or physicalities, whatever it is, wherever it lies, whatever it did, go and talk with it. Go and deal with it. It might take you down some dark damn holes. But when you do, and you will, you are going to be confronting things that are causing you to feel like when you say, I am worthy of getting paid what I desire and what I deserve, and not make the lie detector bounce off the wall, then you're really going to be able to manifest whatever it is you want. And when you go back and talk to those people and be in those situations, just as you want to visualize the future, you have to be in that moment as if you were there. Forgive yourself, forgive the darkness, forgive the family member, forgive the villain, and forgive the victim of you. And you're going to visualize that you are ready and that you do deserve to create in this energy of abundance. And one of the things that I do is that I talk to my angels and I visualize and I see these reflections of the circumstances that become my reality and what it teaches me. And I say, Creator, please heal all of my abandonment wounds. Heal my energy of lack. Heal my energy of body shaming. Heal my limiting thoughts and beliefs. And then I work very, very hard on visualizing what the other side of that pattern would look like. What the other side is. It's not always going to be rainbows. It's not always going to be sunshine. But that story plays out over and over in our lives in so many different ways. And those dark passengers that say that you're not worthy, they're waiting for you to feel worthy, to do the hard work, to create a long-lasting relationship with yourself, with money, with love, with life, with travel. I believe in you. You are the stuff that is made from source. And somehow, our paths, you and I, we have aligned here today. We have aligned in a way for you to hear this message, to break you down. Because the dark side of manifestation is that the pain is going to bring you your purpose and your path and your freedom. Because it's all about freedom. Freeing yourself, going back to that version, that the situation or the situations of your life, and sending yourself love, forgiving it, and moving forward and understanding what it taught you. Not being angry, not seeing it as if this hadn't happened in life or if this hadn't happened in life. No, no more. Be proud that in 5 years from now, you're going to look back at this chapter in your life and you're going to realize all the hard work that it took, all the shadow work that it took for you to say, I am a money magnet and mean it. I am worthy of abundance and mean it. I am worthy of being loved exactly how I look and mean it. I am worthy of attracting freedom, freedom from doubt, freedom from fear, freedom from anxiety, freedom from depression, and mean it. Your spiritual lie detector will go off the wall, and all of a sudden, everything just starts manifesting into your life. Yes, you're going to shed people and places and things. Remember, a person that is attached to nothing and open to everything manifests those things into their reality. Everything you need already exists. There's a perfect partner out there for you. There's a perfect situation financially. There is a path of abundance. There's a life that is beautiful. But when you stay in the shadows of your fears, you can never, no matter how many mantras, no matter how many positive thoughts, no matter how many things that you do, you will never be able to tap into the energy of abundance when you live in that limiting state. And I don't want that for you, babe. I love you. You're deserving of everything. You're deserving of all of the joy, all of the happiness, everything. And I believe in you. And I know you can do this. And I know that it's coming for you because it happens to me. And I'm still doing the work and I'm still manifesting. And I see this limitless abundance for you just as much as I see it for me. So go in there and write yourself those letters. Go in there and do the heavy lifting because on the other side of that mountain, it's beautiful. And you're going to hit some cliffs and you're going to hit some rocks and you're going to hit some bruises. But for the most part, you're going to be flying like an eagle and you're going to see yourself as limitless abundance and mean it. And I know it's going to be scary. That's okay. That's okay. Because you're going to make it and you're going to do it. And you're going to listen to this episode over and over again. And maybe you're going to cry. Maybe you're going to throw something. I did. When I did my shadow work, gosh, I cried for, I think, 12 months, almost every single day. I couldn't drag myself out of bed. It was just so hard. But then I was able to convert that energy and start manifesting, just dipping my toe in it and dipping my toe and then my foot and then my calf, then my whole fucking body. And that's when I really realized, damn, Michelle, you have got to really do this heavy lifting in order to keep manifesting on a high vibrational plane. So if you're having trouble, if you're stuck, no matter where you are, you will get through it. And if listening to this podcast and all of my podcasts over and over again isn't enough, go to my website. You can do a one session. You can do a whole program of coaching. You can do a power session. You can email me and I'll recommend books. I just want to help you. I want you to know that you and I are in this together and you will manifest everything that you desire because guess what, baby? It desires you and you are worthy of it. Stop playing. Stop pretending. Stop lying. Look in the mirror and confront yourself and remove those blocks. Clear that energy. So 5 years from now, when you're looking at this version of yourself, you look at this chapter of your life and you think, so glad I listened to Michelle J. Lamont. I'm so glad that I recommended this podcast to everybody I know. I'm so glad that I went to michellejlamont.com and emailed her. I'm so glad that I posted it on my social media and that I helped other people because here I am on the other side and it's just beautiful. And I know that it can be hard and I'm here for you and I'm sending you energetically high vibrations. So you can do the work of this heavy lifting, that you can feel that light source energy instead of the dark, rainy cloud over your head, that you can do light work where you imagine this energy clearing from the top of your head all the way through your eyes and your neck and your shoulders and your chest and your abdomen and your hips and your thighs and your calves and your feet. And you open up your arms and everything that comes out of you is powerful love light energy from source. Instead of dark, dusty, nasty lies and deceits and cover-ups, you're worthy of more. And you owe it to yourself to believe enough to confront these things and move into the energy of abundance. And I want you to know how much I love you and how much you are valued and how much you are needed. And I know that this episode's probably the longest one I've ever done, but it's heavy. And I'm here for you. You can reach out to me, follow me on Instagram, write a review for me, recommend the podcast, hire me, whatever it takes. I've got a huge catalog. Listen to them over and over and over. You will make it. You are on the path. Why do you think that your angels and your guides brought you to this podcast? They don't want you to be small anymore. They don't want you to live in fear anymore. And neither do I. All right, guys. I'm Michelle J. Lamont. And until next time, I want you to go manifest your miracle today.